What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome into the Indiana Convention Center. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. And Coach, a year ago at this time, you were on the job for a few weeks, and it was a completely different experience. Tell the fans, what's the biggest difference between year one and year two here at the Combine for you?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is I've obviously grown in a year. You know, last year at this time, like you said, I was assembling a staff and trying to get the final pieces of that together. And then just kind of come in here. We were just finishing up our own evaluations of our own players on our roster back then, and then free agency, and now the combine. So we're much further ahead, obviously a year removed, and I think going through the process the first year and understanding what it entails being a head coach of a National Football League team. And you know, I'm just excited to be here and get this thing going again.
Last time we spoke, right in this very spot, Eagles are picking 13, now in a much different situation now with Carson Wentz. How does that change the process for you and your staff moving forward through the combine?
Well, obviously, we continue to evaluate all our positions and all of these college players and pick the best available at the time. And we're always looking to better our roster. And we were fortunate last year, obviously, to make the moves that we did to get up and get Carson, who we feel strongly about, obviously, as you know, and can be our quarterback for many years to come. And so we're excited about that. And now it's just a matter of just evaluating these guys now, you know, with not only free agency coming up, but the draft, and continue to build and continue to add talent to our roster.
I remember last year at this time you mentioned that, you know, when you go into those interviews at night, you want to paint as big a picture as possible of all these prospects, but you always want to have one takeaway. What was that one thing that kind of set Carson apart from some of the other quarterbacks you met with here in Indy?
You know, I just think his demeanor, the way he attacked the questions, very confident in his ability, and just stood out, you know. And then the more you dig, obviously, from the combine up to the draft, the more you study and evaluate it, just all the things that we felt or I felt coming out of the combine last year really began to hold true with him. And we were just so excited to be able to pull the trigger and draft him last year and sort of take the breath away a little bit. But now, again, like I said, we're here. We're going to evaluate this group of athletes and, again, better our roster.
As a former quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, is it hard to not still do a deep dive into all these top quarterbacks in this draft class? Do you still do that? Or is it still you're going to evaluate everybody in the draft?
You do evaluate everybody, but at the same time, being a former quarterback, you do want to dive into each one of these guys, and you never know who the next star is going to be out of that group, and you know, they may not be on your roster this year. It could be they might become a free agent one day, and you might need them on your team. So you do your due diligence now. Put in the time, put in the study, and make sure that you're doing everything that you can to evaluate these guys. But the quarterback position is obviously one that I have a lot of passion for, and even though we may not be in the market for one, still want to dive in and see what these guys can do.
Fans are well aware. You got the interviews at night. You got the medical. Everybody knows is very, very important here. The athletic testing. When they go to the position workouts, what are the big takeaways you're trying to see from guys? Is it more comparing it to what you saw on tape? What are the big takeaways from the position-specific workouts?
Well, you know, just their agility. Obviously, in shorts, these guys are going to shine. They're going to do well. Athleticism, you know, obviously how well they run in the 40 and things like that. And, you know, just our first impressions are probably the biggest things that we take away. You know, again, going back to the athleticism and then trying to match that up with the film and the actual footage that we're seeing, you know, from their college days and making sure all that fits and see if they can be a part of the Eagles organization.
Last question for you, Doug. What should fans be very excited about when you see this class as a whole and the overall group? What's the most exciting part about this draft?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talented kids, yeah. You know, and each year it's a different group. I mean, this is a talented running back group, a cornerback group. There's some good receivers in this group. Tight ends are good. I mean, it seems like every year there's a different position.
Sure.
It could be offensive line, whatever. But, you know, that's the exciting thing. And as, you know, as Eagles fans know, we do have some needs, and you know, we're going to try to address them with the draft. That's the only way I believe we can do this thing and build these guys around Carson and continue to add that depth and talent that you need. League's getting younger,
yep.
and you know, these players are getting more and more they're getting more and more skilled coming out of college, and we just got to find the best ones for us.
Well, very excited to see how this plan unfolds. Doug Peterson, appreciate the time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you. Appreciate it.